Performing Arts of Woodstock will be presenting the play Gruesome Playground Injuries by playwright Rajib Joseph from May 26th through June 11th. Over the course of 30 years, the lives of Kayleen and Doug intersect at the most bizarre intervals, leading the two childhood friends to compare scars and the physical calamities that keep drawing them together. The Performing Arts of Woodstock production is directed by Joe Bongiorno. Joe joins us this morning along with actors Will Anderson, who plays Doug, and Taylor Stewart, who plays Kayleen. Good morning to you all. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello.
Morning.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure to have you all on the program. Joe, let's begin with you of how this particular production came about.
Oh, well, actually we were looking for something to fill in for another project that dropped out for Performing Arts of Woodstock, and they were really concerned about getting something that can be done quick and easy, and I had presented I presented this play to them as a reading months and months ago, telling them, oh, it'll be really simple, I know exactly how to, you know, we just need some music stands and maybe a light over here and maybe a box over here. And they said, well, you've already set the stage and done the lights for us. Why don't you just do it as a show? And I said, well, no, I just want to do a reading. And they said, no, you'll be fine. Go ahead, do it. And I'm like, all right, fine. We'll do it as a reading or a play.
Is it, I know this is a dumb question, but is there a huge difference in this particular work?
What? It can be and it can't be. I mean, the way the play is set up is it's very it jumps through the lives of the characters. It jumps through time from them being 8 to 38. So you can put up a set for it. You could like do an entire staging of it. But since it's so the time frame is so nebulous, we just thought it would be much simpler to just have it as a like an amorphous space and have the characters and their costuming and the sound help with the, you know, the setting.
And the real work, and no offense to you, of course, as the director, but it's whether your two actors need to know their lines or read their lines.
Right. All of the advice I got from all of the other directors that have been doing things where find people that are good. That's it. Just find people who know understand what you're trying to say to them and can give you more than that. And I did that.
Taylor Stewart is one of the good people. And tell us what it's been like to do this.
It's been wonderful. This is my first time working with Joe as a director. We've done some readings as actors together, and it's been a really fun time. When I heard he was directing something, I was like, I have to see how this goes. And then when I read the play, I was like, I have to be a part of this story. So it's been a really fun actor challenge to play multiple ages and also play the relatable parts of the story.
I assume both of you were on stage at all times.
Yes.
Yeah, what is that like?
I think it. I might not be the right person to ask that question specifically because I've done a lot of shows where I'm on stage the entire time.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Well, it seems that you would be the perfect person to ask that question to then.
Yeah, it's just it's fun. You know, there's a certain amount of pressure that comes from not having any time to gather your thoughts between scenes.
You have to stay in it.
Exactly. And the show is chronologically out of order. So, you know, you see them when they're one age and then you see them when they're older and then it goes back to them being younger again. So, you know, a big part of the challenge in that is keeping track of where and when you are in the context of the show without ever breaking character, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
So it kind of becomes a little challenge in and of itself to remain in the character while switching to a totally different era of that person's life, completely out of order, and still making it seem as though the person you're playing could feasibly turn into the person that you will be playing later on down the line.
We're talking to Will Anderson, who plays Doug in this production of Gruesome Playground Injuries, which plays through June 11th, starts on the 26th. What is the I'm curious as to, tell us a little bit about Doug, about this character.
He's a very interesting character. He's one that I know that I personally relate to quite a bit. I think a lot of other people will as well. He's what I like to call a reformed optimist in many ways. He's got this very bright, sunny outlook on a lot of things, even though the outcomes to a lot of those things are not what he expects. And you know, whether that's good or bad is kind of up to the audience to decide. But I think Doug just has a very relatable sense of self. You know, he's still kind of figuring out who he is throughout the course of the show, and to the credit of the writer, there's a lot of different ways that he can be played. I like to think that Joe and I have figured out, you know, kind of an interesting way to take the character. But yeah, you know, in a very brief nutshell, he is just he's someone who is still finding himself, but also has a very strong sense of who he would like to be, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. You play opposite Taylor Stewart, who plays Kayleen. Tell us about Kayleen.
Kayleen is someone who has trouble trusting herself, and because of this, it impacts the relationships in her life. So she's been someone who's been interesting to navigate. I think she's super relatable for young women. And yeah, I think that's what I'll leave it at.
Okay. And when in working together, you are sort of I mean, obviously this is scripted, but the relationships being worked out between the two of you as well, right?
Yeah. Can you say that one more time for me?
Yeah. we'll rewind the tape. No. the fact that the two of you are sort of, I mean, part of it, you have two actors and two characters on stage, so they're working through their relationship, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's been really fun to navigate. It's been great to work with Will and navigate these two their dynamic. With his optimism and Kayleen's pessimism, I would say that they do contrast each other in that way. So it's been really interesting to sort of play like light and dark and off each other and see the comedy as well as the tragedy that forms out of that.
It's also, there's a, you know, there's a thing with community theater and local theater in general where you often end up working with people many, many, many times over the course of a year. Taylor and I have worked together once in the past, and it was for a reading. It was very brief. We saw each other maybe twice. So this has been a really interesting approach where, you know, we were familiar with each other, but we didn't know each other very well.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, you know, getting to know each other in tandem with these characters. And it's mm-hmm. made the process of putting the show together. It's given it an extra layer that I think is really working in our advantage.
Now you both have stories.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. Joe, what are the challenges in directing a show like this?
Oh, Lord.
how much time you got?
Well, honestly,
Joe's going to do the rosary now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The challenges are managing expectations, finding out, okay. Not managing expectations with the actors. I have to say that everything that I've thrown at them, every idea I've had, they've been able to deliver immediately and give me the opportunity to say whether, oh, right, that was a good idea or a bad idea. Okay, let's back up and try a different thing. No, let's keep that. It's perfect. And they've also been able to hold on to any good idea and just keep going with it.
Yeah.
It's great. The challenges have been because, again, it jumps through time. It's a little bit of theater of the mind. How do you do that without making things look like super sketchy? Like thought hasn't gone into it.
Disjointed.
Yeah, disjointed. You know, and you know, we've started with some ideas that we figured out very early on weren't going to work. And we've been able to just come up with much simpler things on the fly, which is actually kind of the thing I look forward to. You know, it's fun to do that.
Tell me a little bit about directing the work of Rajiv Joseph.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a pleasure. I think that the thing that drew me to the play immediately was the fact that it's a love story. It's a, you know, kind of a romantic comedy, kind of a drama. Sometimes it's somber. It hits the entire gamut of, you know, emotion. But the characters are a little bit damaged, a little bit. They have troubles that I've never seen two people in a romantic play like this have, and they work through them throughout the course of their lives. And it's the kind of things that they're dealing with that I've never seen other characters deal with in plays, but I related to immediately, and I think everybody can relate to that. Like, there's something in Doug and Kayleen's issues that anyone that's ever been in love with somebody will immediately recognize, and I like that.
His play King James is off Broadway
right
now, and our Sarah LaDuke will be speaking with one of the actors in
oh,
just a few minutes. So that'll we have this double shot, if you will, of Rajiv Joseph. Give us what do you hope the audience gets out of it?
I hope they fall in love with the characters like I did. I mean,
How
read them.
How could you not fall in love?
I know.
With those
look
two.
At them. It's amazing. But really, you know, I want them to. You know, it theater makes you. The magic of theater is you feel things that you don't necessarily like, and not you don't necessarily have to go through.
Yeah.
The things that are going on in your life to still feel these feelings. And I hope that seeing the play will either bring these things back up in them or just remind them of, like, possibilities.
Opening night is this Friday, the 26th, at the Woodstock Community Center. You can find out more at Get Paw Tickets. That's Performing Arts Woodstock, PAW, getpawtickets.org. getpawtickets.org. Will Anderson and Taylor Stewart, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks
Joe
for
Bongiorno,
having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank
a
you.
Great, a pleasure to have you. Have a wonderful run. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.